Hello everyone, this is Carly on Flyjet Radio. Today is the 21st of April, which is the third week of April.And we're going to have Koichi as a guest today, and we are going to talk about our event, which is going to be held on 30th of April. And we're going to talk about something which Koichi recently started, and I'm quite excited to talk about that, by the way. Okay, so today's person is from his band, The Abacus, Take All My Love.
Tell me what I said love puts in my head, which have no correspondence with true sight. Or if they have, where is my judgment fled? That senses falsely what they see or write.So vexed with watching and with tears. No marvel then, no one mistake my view. The sun itself sees not till heaven clears. Take all my love, yeah. Take them all. What hast thou then, my love, more thanThou hast before no love, my love, that thou mayst true love call. All mine was thine before thou hast this more. Take all my love, yeah. Take them all. What hast thou then, my love, more?Thou keeps me blind, lest eyes well seeing thy foul fault should find.
You are listening to Flyjet Radio, and that was The Abacus with Take All My Love. So, Koichi, welcome!
Yay.
Hello! How are you?
Yeah, not too bad.
Not too bad, just, what do you mean?
Yeah, finally, I'm being now, you know, chilling.
Oh, yeah, it's because you are working early.
Yeah. And, you know, these couple of days were, you know,quite nightmare days.
Oh, my God. Are you feeling okay?
It was good. It was a good opportunity to, you know, to get involved to kind of, concert. But, you know, physically, it was quite tough.
Of course. Yeah, we've done like a great job. I mean, I didn't do anything, but you guys did a really great job. So, I mean, in a Naomi-san's memorial concert.
That's for Tohoku Diocese, yeah.
Yeah, so well done, seriously.
Yeah,
yeah, I think you did well.
Yeah, I'm proud of it.
Yes, you should. You should be proud of yourself.
Yeah.
I'm definitely proud of yourself, so please. Right, okay, so we are going to talk about this new Fly Jam event only in London, but on the 13th of April. Could you tell us the details, please?
Yeah, actually, it's still, you know, we try to find act.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's already one act, one or two acts confirmed, which my band, the Alpacats.
Yes.
And Kenji's band, The Colors.
Okay.
Previous time I met him, he told Colors may appear on the gig. So I believe The Colors appear as well.
Mm.
But Alpacats definitely, you know, get involved in the event.
Okay. That's cool. So, where is gonna be?
Where, actually? It's quite a well-known venue for these guys and for Japanese culture things.
Mm-hmm.
The Pipeline.
The Pipeline.
In Liverpool Street.
Mm-hmm.
And it should be, I don't know about the time yet, anyway. But it should be, you know, informed soon. Actually, already informed about, you know, about it.
By the time when we broadcast this radio show.
But
yeah, it's true. Wow, awesome. Like, you know, as it's because, you know, Akira-san and Ryu-san are here as well. So maybe...
Hello,
Akira-san. Hello.
Hello.
Did it?
Poyo.
Poyo.
What do you mean?
I didn't mean anything. I just used the poyo as like a hello thing. So, so yeah, you know, earlier we were talking about our event on the 4th of March because we played as a Colors Tokyo in Tokyo. So maybe if Colors will say it's gonna be difficult to manage a schedule. Maybe we can do that. So we are going to be in a rehearsal studio and play Colors song, and we're gonna play over the Skype.
Skype.
Yeah.
So you guys have to pray, you know, 2-3 seconds earlier.
Oh, come on! It's 21st century. It's a, you know, remote band. Could be possible.
Oh,
we could do it.
There's gonna be delays. So it's gonna be really difficult, though.
Nah, it doesn't matter.
But it is true because the drama is here.
Mm-hmm.
So, drama and the bass is here. So, all, you know.
Basically, Kenji has to follow you guys.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
We don't have to follow him. Like, he has to.
We are the master clock.
Yeah, he would have to follow us.
Yeah, we are the master clock.
Yeah.
And you're gonna follow us.
Just tell him so. Please. I'm you know, actually serious about this. Tell him so, please. Right, okay. So, okay, yeah. Access to, like, maybe by the time when we broadcast it on this radio show, yeah, maybe we already confirmed all acts. But anyway, at the moment, because as this is recording, we haven't confirmed all bands. So... I'm gonna put the link again on this page. So if you wanna get the information, please check our Facebook page, or we're gonna put the event page as well. So you can check that one as well. And the Alpacats and the Colors. And so you haven't decided how much you're gonna charge, right?
To be honest, we haven't decided yet.
Okay.
But yeah, I can say it. Basically, that kind of things Kenji decides always.
Okay.
because he knows, you know, how many people, like how much expect,
exactly.
How willing to pay for kind of, what kind of, you know, gig, things like that.
Yeah, because he's been living in the UK for more than 10 years.
Yeah,
so he knows everything. Exactly. But, yeah, like you said in a Japanese version, so you guys try to get like almost 200 people this time?
Yeah, we try.
Wow.
Because, yeah, you know, Fry Jam's now slightly being famous.
Oh, yes. In London?
In London.
So it's not like a dream anymore. So if we try harder, obviously we're gonna make it.
Make it, yeah.
Right? Make it. Wow, I wish I could be there. I really wanna be there.
Yeah, you should come again.
Yeah, maybe. I want to. But yeah, maybe. Or maybe in a Halloween party this year.
In Halloween? Ah, yeah.
I try to come to London again. Yeah.
Yeah. We plan the Halloween party gonna be more massive.
Yeah.
Possibly 500 people for audience. Yeah. Like
1,000 people, right?
And people.
Maybe. We haven't confirmed yet. We don't know yet, but yeah, we aim like 1,000 people to come,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so maybe
one thousand.
So maybe you guys are gonna need my help, so
yeah,
I should be there.
Yeah.
Okay, so Koichi, we're gonna play today's second song, so could you introduce it?
Yeah, this song also from my band called The Alpacas, a song called I Miss You Girl.
What do I do with the scent of you in my room? It's been driving me crazy since you left that afternoon. I have chocolate, vanilla, ice cream melting in my mind. It's been making me sing and smile, and I'm inclined to have you once again. 'Cause I miss you, girl.
You're listening to Fresh on Radio at That Was The Alpacas with I Miss You Girl. So, Kawaichi.
Hey, hello again.
As I heard earlier, I think you have something to tell to people, right?
Yeah.
What is it?
What it is. And actually start broke. My puzzle broke.
Ooh.
Which is called Wanna Live Like Snapkin.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, it's a Japanese blog, unfortunately. So you guys can maybe read because it's written in Japanese. So, but anyway, I'm gonna tell concepts, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. you know guys about Snufkin?
I think so many people know about Snufkin because the animation is from the UK.
UK and all over the world, I think.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, Snufkin from Moomin.
Mm.
That quite, you know, freedom guy.
Mm.
he's in Kent. And, you know.
He's in Kent? Kent?
No, Kent, not Kent.
Oh, sorry. I thought he's from Kent.
He's actually from Finland, isn't he?
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Finland.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, so he lives in Kent and, you know, traveling around, living alone, mm-hmm. and he's a bit. Anyway, but he's had so many friends in Moomin Valley,
mm-hmm.
as well as, you know, he's living simple, very simple, and, you know, also he's a musician.
Yeah.
So I want to be like him.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That is actually a really cool idea, as, you know, you usually wear hat all the time. So once you were called like
Professor
Snufkin, because you looked like Snufkin, some people called you Professor Snufkin. So, but at the time I didn't know that you like Snufkin a lot.
Actually, I like Snufkin, but not that I like Snufkin. You know, he's too big to me.
He's like a hero for you.
Yeah, he's, you know, he's like a hero.
How he lives is the ideal style for you to live your life too.
Actually, he's to be honest, he's a not real person.
I know.
he's just a character, though.
Yes.
So if we try to be him, maybe I'm gonna die or something happen. Maybe he doesn't work.
Yeah, exactly.
So I don't know how to get to live. Right?
Yeah, we never know how he earned money. Maybe I can tell about Snufkin. Maybe he busks.
Busk?
He does busking.
Busks.
I think.
Yeah.
And get money through it because he's a musician.
Yeah. And that's the point. Yeah.
As you say, like he's living in a tent, so he doesn't have to pay for like a rent. So you know.
Also, he's quite good at do fishing.
Oh,
so
really?
He can get a food easy.
Oh, okay.
Fishing, and there's so many, you know, vegetables. Maybe he can borrow from, you know, Moomin Mama. Then he can cook.
Yeah, I think so. So, well, in fact, maybe he doesn't need any much money. So maybe he busks, I think. I think he busks.
He busks. He should be busker.
Yeah.
So I have to be busker as well.
maybe. You only need, just like, exactly like him, then you have to, but it's true that, you know, you're working as like a music.
Yeah.
You're working in the music industry, so it's kind of, you know, same as he does.
Kind of,
So don't worry about that. So.
And that's the point, actually, you know, he doesn't need so much money because he living simple and, you know, very, how can I say, less things.
Yeah, so, stuffs. Yeah, he doesn't have many stuffs around him, so.
That's the point I, you know, very, you know, inspired from him. Yeah. So I'm now, you know, kind of trying be, you know, under 100 things to live.
Mm-hmm.
That's my challenging now. Actually, it lasts now almost 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm now getting used to being quite less things.
It is actually very amazing because you don't own so many like stuffs around you. Mm-hmm. So, you just have like, obviously shoes and clothes you have to wear, but, you know, you have like less than 100 things and stuffs. Mm-hmm. So, And you've done that already over an year?
Yeah.
A year or, yeah, a year and a half, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Actually, I inspired a book which is called 100 Thing Challenge, written by Dave Bruno.
Dave Bruno.
Bruno, yeah. Actually, I actually inspired from this book. And yeah, this book tells it's not too difficult to, you know, challenging only 100 things. There's a, you know, kind of rule which is you can go easily to start. Such as, you know, if you have so many books, but if the books fit in one, you know, bookshelf, just count one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just read that line now. That's
so you,
kind
you know,
of cheating.
So many, yeah, kind of cheating, but quite good to start.
Yeah, I think
so.
You don't have to be so strict about the rules. Otherwise, you can't keep doing it. So, yeah, that's a good thing. I mean, it's not, yeah, it's kind of cheating, but it's not actually cheating. Because I've got so many things, so many stuff around me. So, I think I can't do this challenge.
Yeah.
Is it because I'm a girl also? You know, so, I don't know, I have like a mini cosmetics and I wear so many accessories and yeah, so it could be a bit difficult for me, but
you can customize your style.
Maybe.
To your style.
Yeah.
Then you can handle things as to your style.
Exactly.
That's I think the things this book tells.
Yeah. I think so, but if I'm gonna try to do this challenge, that means I would have to take off all my accessories, which means it's gonna make myself to get more tattoos. Because no one can take my tattoos out from my body, right? And it doesn't count as a stuff. Things, so.
Or maybe you can count your tattoo as one thing.
No way! No one can do that. It's just a.
You know, maybe
it's just a painting. This is not stuff. So.
Or maybe you can start counting your body as a thing.
Yeah, maybe.
My property, my body, one.
Well, maybe. Well, that would happen to me. So. Yeah, but that's really interesting.
Yeah.
So you write down these kind of things on your blog, right?
Yeah. Unfortunately, it's still at the moment very difficult to write in English kind of things. But maybe in the future, maybe try. Maybe.
Because what you're talking on your blog is very interesting, like each article is very interesting. So I just hope that, you know, more people can read this one. So maybe in the future.
Yeah.
Like slowly, one by one. Like Snufkin does. I don't know about Snufkin.
Yeah.
Maybe he doesn't push himself, I think. Yeah. Awesome. So
Snufkin, you know, tells, you know, people shouldn't respect too much to one person. That means I shouldn't respect too much to Snufkin. That's a pretty kind of my difficult symptom. But
you already respect him so much.
Yeah, so very, you know, confused. How can I say in English? Mujun?
Yeah, according to him, maybe it doesn't make sense that you actually respect him so much, but Snufkin says people shouldn't respect someone else too much. Maybe, but I think that's not, you know, that's not a bad thing. So, whatever you can do, you should do. Yeah.
Right.
Amazing. So if you don't mind, maybe we're gonna put the link of your blog as well.
Yeah, not mine.
Yeah?
Oh, by the way, I slightly changed my name when I, you know, write book and possibly, you know, I, you know, basically being backside person.
Mm.
But when try to be front side, like being in at front side, like a stage in front side, then I name myself Kocha Shoji.
That is really funny. So you have two faces, right?
Yeah.
When you're working in the background, then you call yourself Koichi.
Yeah.
Like we've done that before. I mean, but you know,
that's
now.
True.
But when you try to be more like in the public and try to show yourself, you're gonna be Kocha Shoji.
Yeah. Kocha.
That's funny. Yeah. So he's got two faces now.
If you found me like doing quite, you know, appealing, then you can ask, are you Kocha now? Yes, I am.
Maybe. It's going to be really difficult to find out which face now you are having for me. But I know you. We've known each other for almost 3-4 years now. So I think, I think I can do that, but, you know, we'll see. We'll see.
We'll see.
This is going to be like really interesting, like questions on a quiz, like, are you Kocha now or Koichi? I think you're Koichi now. What do you think?
Is there any like quite a distinctive difference between Koichi and Kocha? Can we?
So like when you are Koichi, Koichi is Koichi, but when you are Kocha, it could be kind of snafkin.
Could be kind of snafkin.
Yeah.
That's good, easy way to explanation.
Yeah.
I want to follow
that. Well done, me.
Nice.
Wow, it's interesting.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Like publishing yourself.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
That publishing myself is a kind of, you know, our mission, each staff of the Diablo Music Tour member.
You can't tell about that. Sorry. That means I have to do something too.
Yes.
Like Tetsuo has already started to do his job, like as a chef and as a musician. Like he always said, like he wanted to do something like a collaboration between with the music and foods, like a cooking.
Mm-hmm.
And he started that one. And now you started your blog. That means, you know, Akio-san and Ryu-san as well, like, we have to start something to publish yourself. What can I do? Because I already have this radio show, and I'm only talking about the, you know, monologue, my things. So if I want to do something, like, bigger and more interesting, maybe I have to be naked in a big class in Shibuya or something.
Said that. You just said that?
No, I was just kidding.
I was listening.
I don't want to be arrested, so I can't do that. No, I'm not going to do that.
So why did you say that?
It's just an example.
For serious things, you know, you paint your body like it seems like you're wearing something. Actually naked.
I'm not gonna do that. I'm not gonna do that.
Or maybe take your time and think about it carefully as Snafkin does.
Snafkin. Baby.
I don't know about Snafkin at all, though.
It's gonna be really funny for me because even I am a naked, people are not gonna see me as a naked because I'm gonna wear so many tattoos on my body.
So you don't, you don't look like be naked.
Exactly.
Really? That
I'm just kidding. Just saying.
I know. Ha ha ha.
So, thank you so much, Koichi, because you started this blog. And then now we have to follow you too.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. So, it was really great to talk to you like this in like a privately. And yeah, hope to talk to you soon.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye. So, we had a Koichi and we talked about his personal life, and it was really great to hear that he started something new, because usually he's kind of like a person try to hide in the background and not try to be in the public, but he somehow started to promote himself and to be more, how to say, open to people. And then, because as I said already, like, I've known him for almost 4 years now, and then this is maybe first time for him to do, like, be in public, so show up in the public. So I really hope that, you know, more people to be gonna interested in him and his activities and his lifestyle, like Snufkin does. And yeah, if I hope that, you know, more people to be inspired by him. Right, okay, so this Virgin Radio Show is broadcasted on every Tuesday and Thursday. On Tuesday we speak in Japanese and on Thursday we speak in English. And thank you for listening. I hope to see you next week again. Bye!